WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy ride called life with a little bit of mindfulness, a whole lot of self-compassion, and maybe a dash of cosmic caffeine. Now, who else here is constantly feeling the pressure cooker vibes? Like, between juggling deadlines, trying to keep our inner world from spiraling into chaos, and just generally existing in this fast-paced, hyper-connected world, stress and anxiety are practically free gifts we're all receiving these days. Am I right? But what if I told you there was a way to actually combat those feelings? A way to tap into your inner peace even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. That's where mindful movement comes in, friends. It's not about becoming a yoga master or running a marathon, although, if that's your thing, go for it. It's simply about bringing awareness to your body and its natural rhythms. Think of it like giving yourself a mental reset button every time you feel the tension building. Ready to ditch the stress and embrace some inner sun? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling more grounded and empowered than ever. First off, mindful movement isn't just about physical exercise. It's about connecting your mind and body in a way that promotes relaxation and reduces those pesky anxious thoughts. Ever feel like your brain is racing a million miles an hour? Mindful movement can be like hitting the pause button, helping you slow down, breathe deeply, and actually listen to what your body needs. Next up, find an activity that speaks to your soul. This isn't about forcing yourself into something you hate just because it's supposed to be good for you. Maybe you love dancing like nobody is watching, or maybe a gentle walk in nature helps you feel centered and clear. Whatever it is, make it something you genuinely enjoy. That way, it won't feel like a chore. Speaking of enjoyment, don't forget the power of play. Remember those carefree days when you'd twirl around the living room or build epic pillow forts? Reconnecting with your inner child can be incredibly therapeutic and stress-relieving. So go ahead, jump on a trampoline, color outside the lines, or just laugh your heart out, let loose, and have some fun. And speaking of laughter, did you know that movement actually releases endorphins? These are those feel-good chemicals that make you feel happier, more relaxed, and even a little bit invincible. So basically, moving your body is like giving yourself a natural mood booster. Talk about winning. Finally, be patient with yourself. Mindfulness isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, and it definitely takes practice. There will be days when you feel amazing, and there will be days when you just want to curl up on the couch and binge-watch your favorite shows. No judgment here. The key is to keep showing up for yourself even on those tough days. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, emails are piling up faster than ever, and your mind is buzzing with thoughts like a hummingbird trapped in a bottle. Your shoulders are tense, your stomach is knotted, and anxiety starts creeping in like an unwelcome houseguest. But instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling endlessly through social media, you decide to take a break. You step outside, find a quiet spot under a tree, and close your eyes. As you take deep, cleansing breaths, you feel your body starting to relax. You begin to notice the gentle sway of the leaves, the chirping of birds, and the warmth of the sun on your skin. With each inhale, you let go of tension, and with each exhale, you release stress. You might even start moving gently, swaying your arms, stretching your legs, or simply letting your body float with the rhythm of nature. This mindful movement session, even if it's just for a few minutes, helps to shift your energy from frantic to focused. It calms your mind, soothes your body, and reminds you that even amidst the chaos, there is peace to be found within. So remember, friends, mindful movement isn't about achieving perfection, it's about connecting with yourself, finding joy in the journey, and creating moments of calm in your day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to incorporate mindful movement into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD, but make it spiritual so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.